Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Language Learning Podcast. We are so happy you are here with us today.
That's right. Today, we're doing something a little different, something a bit spooky and a lot of fun. Get ready for a special adventure.
Today, we are talking about the hidden meanings in monster legends from the amazing world of myths and legends. These are stories passed down for many, many years.
Have you ever heard a scary story about a monster? Perhaps a big dragon or a scary wolfman? Well, we're not just telling scary stories today. We will learn what these old tales really mean. For example, why do dragons guard treasure? What does this common idea tell us about people?
It's fascinating. Many old monster stories carry a deeper message. Get ready to discover the secrets behind some of the world's most famous monsters right here with us.
Let's start with a very famous monster that everyone knows, the dragon. Dragons are big, powerful, flying creatures. They often breathe very hot fire, which makes them very dangerous.
Yes, and in many, many stories from different countries, dragons guard a big pile of gold, sparkling jewels, or other valuable treasures deep inside a dark cave. They don't eat the gold or use the jewels, but they keep them all for themselves.
So, what's the hidden meaning here for our beginner English learners? Dragons often represent a very human problem called greed. Greed means wanting too much money or too many things, much more than you actually need.
Exactly. Think about it. A dragon keeps all the gold for itself, never sharing it with anyone. This shows us a common human problem. People who want too much wealth or too much power and do not want to share with others, even those who need it.
It's a very old warning from these stories. The legend tells us that too much greed can make you lonely and unhappy, just like a dragon alone in its cold cave guarding useless gold that it will never enjoy.
So, the next time you hear about a dragon in a story or a movie, remember, it might be a story about being greedy and how that can be a problem.
Now, let's talk about another exciting and often scary monster, the werewolf. A werewolf is a person who changes into a wolf, a wild animal, especially when there is a full moon in the night sky.
This transformation is very scary, right? The person doesn't want to change, but they cannot stop it from happening. They completely lose their human mind and become a wild, dangerous animal with no control.
And that's the hidden meaning for our beginner English learners. Werewolves represent losing control. They show us the wild animal part that can sometimes be inside all of us, even good people.
Sometimes we feel very angry or very sad, or we do things quickly that we later regret. We feel like we can't control ourselves in that moment. That's like our inner wolf coming out, strong and uncontrolled.
The werewolf legend is a very old way for people to talk about these strong, scary emotions and actions that are very difficult to control. It shows the struggle between our calm human side and our wild, impulsive side.
So, the werewolf teaches us about managing our strong feelings and not letting them take over our actions completely. It's about finding balance inside ourselves.
For our last monster today, let's talk about ghosts. Ghosts are often described as the spirits of dead people who stay on Earth and do not go to the afterlife.
Why do they stay? They often have a very specific reason. Maybe they are sad or angry, or they feel they need to finish something important they left undone in life, a task or a message.
And this is the hidden meaning for our listeners. Ghosts often represent unfinished business or strong feelings like regret and sadness that remain after someone dies. These feelings can linger.
People tell ghost stories not only to remember the dead, but also to make us think about our own lives and what is truly important. Did we say everything we needed to say to loved ones? Did we do everything we wanted to do while we had time?
A ghost story can make us stop and think about our own lives and how we live each day. It encourages us to finish important things now and to be kind and forgiving to people today before it's too late.
So, ghosts are not just scary figures. They can remind us to live fully and with no regrets. They ask us to think about our impact on the world.
Wow, we learned a lot today. Monster legends are not just simple scary stories meant only to frighten us. They are much more than that.
That's right. They are very old stories that people created to teach us about ourselves, about our inner thoughts, and about human nature in a fun and memorable way.
Remember what we discussed? Dragons often represent greed, showing us the dangers of wanting too much for ourselves.
Werewolves teach us about losing control and the power of our strong, sometimes wild emotions.
And ghosts often represent unfinished business or sadness about things we leave incomplete in life, reminding us to act now.
These legends are still important today because human feelings like greed, anger, and sadness are still with us. They are timeless lessons for everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on our language learning podcast for this exciting journey into myths and legends.
We hope you enjoyed discovering the hidden meanings in these amazing monster stories. See you next time for more learning and fun.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.